got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's a couple lines open if you want to jump in there. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for today, a doozy for this week, I mean. It's a doozy. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? Why? I've been getting some amazing, interesting feedback about this. I know most people have not thought about why do they think about other people. They've not thought about it, but everyone does it. They are constantly thinking about other people. Why? And I realize, though, that most people never, because they don't self-examination. There's no self-examination for them. They don't know why they're doing things. They just got to flounder through life. Whatever it is, right? But it is an amazing question. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're like busy and you're like, wow, I would love to hear the show live as it is happening, but I'm busy. I got to take my children to the public school system because I hate them and I don't feel like being a mother to them. So I'm going to dump them off in hell. So I can't be listening. Or the father is, I hate my wife. And so I'm going to get out of this home, this house early in the morning and leave her with the kids so she can destroy them. Or you're buying some fentanyl, or you're considering suicide, or trying to overcome suicide, whatever you might be doing. Or you simply could be laying up at a beach or traveling on an airplane just falling out of the sky. Or the wheels falling off. Or there are people on the plane fighting. Or you're at the airport already and some lady's upset she missed her flight or the flight was late and she attacked the workers, throw the computers off the desk and everything, run behind the desk where the workers are and throw things away and get away with it. So whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast all the shows, but you can listen. Or you're a terrorist. You're right about that. Allahu Akbar. You can be listening to the show. Isn't that amazing? No excuses. You can be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Also, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Oh, amazing. You know what else is amazing? What, Jesse? It's Thursday again. It is Thursday again. Mamma mia, hola, si, señor. Gracias. It's Thursday. And we take all calls about whatever issues. But Thursdays, we take the Bible Thumper calls right away. Because we love the Bible Thumpers. We love the Bible Thumpers. So we've set aside a day for the Bible Thumpers. And today is Thursday. And today is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
It's a scene you don't expect to see at a Sunday church service, a fight in the pulpit.
It's a disgrace.
Let me hear you speak in tongues.
And I read the Bible cover to cover. Very, very close to my mom. A real mama's boy. You will emerge from that as an atheist.
What did you just say? What a mess! What a mess. It's amazing. Before I go to the phones and I see your calls, there's one line open, right? Still, if you like to jump in there. And you hear me yelling at me, I tried to get through, but I couldn't. Jump in now. 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. A couple of things I realized, and I take no credit for my realization, by the way, but I realized that, you know, if you've heard me say that human nature is evil, that human beings are evil. If you ever see that for yourself by seeing it in yourself first, and then you're going to see it, and then you're going to start seeing the depths of how evil human beings are, you're not going to know what to do with it. Matter of fact, there's nothing that you can or should do with it but see it, right? But human beings are evil. I was watching some of the sound bites from the so-called presidential run competition right now. And I noticed that for years, for always, Trump been talking about making America great again by making economy good, bringing back jobs, drilling, closing the borders, and, you know, and things like that. The things that are good and just, right? That's all he was talking about. You deal with other issues too, but the primary issues to make us respected around the country again, those things. And Trump is known for that. And for a long time, the Democrats and radicals have been against him about those things. They don't like the fact he pushed those things. Well, and speaking of human nature being evil, I noticed that Kamala Harris and that guy, her so-called vice president, whatever he is, whoever he is, they are now trying to say exactly what Trump says. Trump wants us to be respected around the world by being strong and doing it the right way, right? These two people are now running ads and speaking exactly what Trump is saying. when they're not for those things at all. Zero. They're not for America being respected around the world. They have had time to prove that, and they haven't. They've been in there for almost 4 years now. At least Kamala Harris and the other, that guy that with her, he's no good. He's a liberal. And he's the same, by the way. But anyway, Kamala Harris is repeating and saying exactly what Trump says now. And those that's backing her, her little helpers. But what I realized from that, is that Kamala Harris and the people who are working behind the scenes with her, they say Barack Obama and others, whomever might be the liberal media and others, they are pure evil. They are great pretenders, great deceivers. And they are willing to deceive you. Because they, if they were not trying to deceive you, they'd say, you know what? We have not closed the borders down. We have a weak military. We did not do anything that we said we would do in the first nearly 4 years now. We sorry. We were wrong. We should have done those things. Give us another chance, we will do them. But that's not what they're saying. They're pretending that they have already done them and they're going to make them better. They are deceiving the people. They're so evil that they are deceiving the people. This woman, female, Kamala Harris, is evil to when you see to the core. When you see her, you see Satan. You see a daughter of Satan. It is mind-blowing that she's going around the country pretending to be and do what Trump is doing and says he's going to do. Isn't that amazing? It's pure evil. And then the people, the voters, due to the fact that they have fear, and anyone who has fear, not only are they already brainwashed, they can be controlled. Get rid of your fear, you cannot be controlled. Get rid of your anger, you will not be controlled or brainwashed. But you're already brainwashed the fact that you have anger. Anger is hatred. Hatred is evil. Hatred is playing God. But it's weird to see Kamala Harris and the people behind her doing these things. And they don't care that you know. And then, but the voters are so dumb, those who are supporting her. They're like, well, I don't know what she's done, but I'm voting for her. They have no clue. Where have you been? You must not have gone to a gas station lately or seen the violence in our country lately, or notice how Black Lives Matter nearly burned America to the ground and got away with it. No police. You know that the police show up now after the crime is done. It's like they wait around till the criminal leave the scene of the crime, and then they show up. And they, oh, we don't catch it. We don't know. Oh, they did that. They broke in your establishment like that, and they do nothing. You have Kamala Harris to thank for that. You have the Democratic Party to thank for that. You have the rhino Republicans. Not all rhinos are for you either. I mean, not all Republicans are for you either. They are rhinos. So our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right and wrong. Whether you know it or not, and most people don't know it, you don't know you're in a battle in your own life, your life, because you don't know yourself. You're not paying attention to what's going on. And because you're not paying attention to what's happening inside of you, you don't see what's going on outside of you, inside of others. There is a plan to destroy mankind and the earth, the world. There's a plan by unseen forces without the human bodies. And there are unseen forces that don't have human bodies, but there are those that do have human bodies. And they're working through the human bodies to destroy not only you, but everyone around you and even the earth. And you're just a little lollygagging through it, suffering. And you go to a psychiatrist or psychologist or some stupid counselor, and they give you medication. They give you a false name of what you're dealing with. Oh, post-traumatic stress disorder. Here's some pills. And don't worry, you're going to be this way all of your life. I understand. You're going to be in a post-traumatic stress disorder state of mind of being for the rest of your life, they tell you. And you pay money for it. And you believe it. You are an alcoholic. You're a drug addict. You're going to be an alcoholic all of your life. Stay away from drinking. Don't even be around anyone that drink. Take one drink, you're back, they tell you. And you believe it. Because you don't see the unseen forces of evil that's driving you. You think you're in charge, and you're not. Isn't that amazing? One other thing I want to mention. Most people today, it's always been that way, not just today, only a few concerned about the real things of life. Most people are really concerned, especially male men, they're concerned about marriages. They're more talk about women and how to handle them and how to get married I ever heard in my whole life. And the devil tell men and women, oh, your problem is you need to get married and have some children. And you get married and you forget about working on yourself. You forget about spiritual things. You forget about God. Because now that you're married, you got to satisfy your wife. You got to satisfy your husband. And you spend time on that. Instead of the things of God, which is inside of you. You don't do that. You're trying to please your wife. You're trying to please your husband. And that's never going to happen. Ain't that much pleasing in the world. Paul said, it's best not to be married. It's best not to be married. And the devil telling you it's best to be married. Oh, you got all these inner feelings on the inside. You're empty. You're longing for something. Your parents didn't do a good job on you. You didn't have a good family growing up. You weren't that happy. You know what? You can make for better parents. You can make for better parents. Get married and have some children and have a family. And you do it, listen to the devil, and you repeat the same thing your parents did, or even worse. Because you listen to the devil told you best to be married. That will solve your problems. And it doesn't. It only adds to them. Not only are you fighting trying to please your wife or your husband, you're now fighting because your wife about to take your children from you. Going downtown to the courthouse with an expensive lawyer that she doesn't have to pay for, but you do. And then the court give you counselors for the children, and you have to pay for that. And then you got to pay for your own lawyer. And then once you lose, because you will, you got to pay alimony and now on the children. Oh, but the devil told you, you're made for a better parent. Get married. How blind are you? Whereas the unmarried man or woman, not all, but tend to focus on the inner things, not the outer. They don't have to worry about the stupid wife or the stupid husband, the angry wife or the angry husband. They don't try to have to please you, which you can never do anyway. You are not supposed, listen to this. You can tweet this one out on X, JLP Talk on X. You are not supposed to work on a relationship. You are not supposed to try to make a marriage work, a friendship work, a workship work, preachership work, or ship work. Somebody lied to you when they told you that you got to put effort in it. You got to make it work. They lied to you. The devil inside of others. You've been lied to. And if you notice, the more you try to make things work, they don't work. And so why don't you stop trying to make relationships work? You're lost. You're blind in believing that. You can't make a relationship work. If it's not working naturally without your effort, it ain't meant to be. You're trying to make some be that is not meant to be. And it's never going to be because you're trying to make it be because it was never meant to be. And so you're trying to make it be. Kamala Harris. And so all we have is bees. All we have is bees. Kamala Harris. Amazing. So marriage is not the solution, folks. It's not the answer to your spiritual issues, to your lostness, to your suffering, to your loneliness, to your sadness, to your lack of love, to your revenge and your jealousy. All you do when you get married, all you do is take out revenge on each other. Have you noticed that? And then you go and tell your family members about it. You tell your friends and you laugh. And they feel bad for you. Oh, poor pitiful you. They're feeling bad for the devil. If you're not married, now, if you feel like you got to get married or burn, get married. But if you're not married, you got to pay more attention to the things of God, meaning the things of the truth, what is right. Because you have time to focus on that. You're only trying to make some stupid relationship work that ain't going to work anyway because you're trying to make it work. According to 1 Corinthians 7, 32 through 35, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. But I want you to be free from concerns. I want you to be free from concerns. One who is unmarried is concerned about the things of the Lord. One who is unmarried is concerned about the things of truth. Seeking first the kingdom of God in his right way, right? One who is unmarried. How he may please the Lord, not his stupid wife. How he may please the Lord. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world. I got to buy my wife some flowers. I got to rush home from work because she's going to think I'm out with someone else. I got to take her on a date night. We have 30 children, but she still want a date night. And if not, she's going to be mad. You're concerned about the things of the world. How he may please his wife. Such an idiot person. You can never, ever, 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 but never please a woman. Stop trying. I'm telling you that. I ain't even know it was in the Bible. I want to use the F word, but I don't think you're supposed to call anybody an F word with the L on the end. Anyone that try to please their wives, you're F with the L. I can't say. I think I was supposed to say that. Now, I don't even know if that's true. You're not supposed to please a wife. Isn't that amazing? So you're concerned, one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife and his interest are divided. He's divided. The woman who is unmarried and the virgin is concerned about the things of the Lord. She ain't trying to please no man. She's not wearing those tight underwears out in the road, streets, trying to please a man. Or paying all that money for her fat butt, balloon butt, gym ball butt, trying to please a man. An unmarried woman is not trying to do that. She's trying to please the Lord. She's concerned about the things of the world. She's not concerned about the things of the world. So the woman who's unmarried and the virgin is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and spirit. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world. I gotta please my husband, they say. She's concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I say this for your own benefits, not to put a restraint on you. Don't put a restraint on you trying to please another person, dummy. Don't put a restraint on you focusing on the world and the people thereof. Not to put a restraint on you, but to promote what is appropriate and to secure undistracted devotion to the Lord. That's from 1 Corinthians 7:32-35. Is that the Bible? It's in the Bible. It's in the Word. So men and women who are married and those who are getting engaged, stop right now. As of this day, never try to please your husband or your wife. Never try to please another person. Work on you. See what's going on inside of you. Seek the kingdom of God in his right way. Seek the kingdom of God in his right way. And you'll be fine. Never try to please another person. It's abnormal. It is evil. It's evil to try to please your wife or your husband. It's evil. You can't please another person. The more you try, the more you're going to have to give until your soul is completely destroyed. When I think of the world, it fills me with sorrow. When I think of the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really care? You're living such a sad life. Not understanding what is driving you. You literally think you're in control of your own life. You think you're doing those things. You think you're thinking this way. You think you're feeling that way. And you're not. You're blind, thinking that you make decisions, that you have a free will, that you can do what you want. You don't know you're being controlled by something else. And it ain't God. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Baba Thumper Thursday. Ladies forum tonight, ladies. Are you ready? Are you ready? For the coming of the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? For the coming of the Lord. Be also ready. Be also ready. Get ready, ladies. Be ready at 7 p.m. tonight at the headquarters of Bond, Los Angeles. Every third Thursday night for ladies only. Don't worry, men. Every first Thursday night for men only. Get ready. Ladies, come with your questions and comments and talk, and we are going to have a We're going to have a time at 7 p.m. tonight, ladies. You don't want to miss it. We have our own channel now. And somebody said it's hard on the black man in America. That's not true. I have my own channel. Who would have thought? All the way from a cotton field in Alabama. On a plantation, Jim Crow was around. I now have my own channel. I finished high school. There were 18 people in my class. I was number 18. I just cared about having fun in school. Amazing. I have my own channel. Punchy TV. Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. Every Monday we have a brand new episode of all of the hosts of the Punchy TV. Check it out on YouTube and Punchy.TV, all right? Check it out. Check it out. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jaden, a first-time caller. Not a first-time caller. Sorry about that. A caller out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yo, Jesse. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, go ahead.
That's sick, bro. You know, I had the question. I was listening to what you just said
yes.
about how you can't make a relationship work. You really believe that?
Not only do I believe that, Jaden, I know that. There's not one person on earth who has ever made a relationship work.
I do notice when I'm talking to the girls, I'm not focused on God. Well, just a quick question before I get into the biblical one. If you don't mind, just what is the point of a friendship then if you're not supposed to, like, work on it and, like, build it up? Like, what is the point of a friendship?
There is no point of a friendship, and there is no such thing as a friendship.
Word
friendship is just a word, and what you should do is just live your life without putting titles on anyone or anything, and that way you don't put restrictions upon yourself and others to try to make something work. You want to hang out with somebody? Go hang out. Have a little hootenanny of a time.
Whoa.
And go home with no restriction, no expectation.
Do you actually live your life like that?
Absolutely. And it's amazing.
That sounds so cool, bro. That actually sounds so cool to not, like, have it, like, you know, got to be this ego, like, oh, that's my friend.
Right. You don't need to say it's my friend. Go hang out. Don't put a tight on it. If your friend don't show up, fine. If your friend show up, fine. If your friend having fun, fine. You would lose nothing nor gain anything because you wouldn't have any expectation of that person.
That's sick. I want to live like that. I got to keep doing the silent prayer.
Yeah.
The way
you do it is do the silent prayer. Don't hold anything against yourself or anyone else. Don't be angry. And just watch. Be present. And that will happen for you. You can't make it happen. The Father will cause you to overcome all identities, and he will take away all of your identities and give you clear mind and perfect peace, and you will have no expectation from yourself or anyone else.
Yeah, it's like it's like when you're a kid. Like, you don't care if your, like, friend shows up to play. You're just going to keep playing anyways. Right?
Absolutely.
Crazy. All right. Well,
you ever tried to make a friendship work?
Oh, a ton of them, man. My friend of 8 years went transgender, and I tried so hard to save him, and he became so angry at me.
Yes, because you can't save anyone. You can't even save yourself.
I feel like I could wake him up though, because I've been friends with 8 years.
But you still can't wake him up. Anyone that tries to wake up another person or save another person is sleep themselves. That's why you got the blind leading the blind, right? Who are you to think that you can save somebody or wake somebody up? You're not awake yourself when you think that way.
Yeah. And mostly it's just the girl ones that I try to make work. Like, they'll have, like, a completely different personality. They'll be like, you know, and they'll be texting me first, not like I'm like begging them, but they're texting me first and, like, hitting me up. But they're just like, I'm just doing it just because it's, like, a good feeling of, oh yeah, this girl likes me, bro. Yeah, this girl likes me. I'm gonna keep going with that. I'm just not focused on God, not focused on getting my money up.
Never. When you meet a girl, I'm telling you this: when you meet a girl, I don't care how nice and sweet and lovely and how much she give you the S stuff. Never assume she liked you. She doesn't. All you're doing is coming up with fake ideas in your own mind. She doesn't like you. She's just getting the same thrill from you that you're getting from her, which is all ego thrill. And that's going to eventually...
That's the thing, Jesse. I mainly think, because I watched you for so long, I'm like, I would basically call myself a Jesse-ist. You know, they call yourself a Christian. I call myself a Jesse.
What the?
I try to tell them all this stuff. I know that's ego. I shouldn't do that. But I try to tell them all this stuff. And it works for a little bit. And then I go right back to doing it.
Well, stop trying to tell them. You only said to tell people the truth that want to hear the truth.
Whoa.
If they don't,
how do I know they want to hear if I don't tell them?
You will know. Don't worry about it. You will see. You will know.
Speaking of truth, I got this very important biblical question.
Okay.
So this Bible Summer Thursday, and I know you're, like, non-denominational, right? Like, you don't follow church.
Yeah, I'm non-denomination.
Yeah, see, I have an issue with that because I believe that there's a Bible verse, if you want me to get it, I can. But it says where Jesus, I think it was in Acts, he gave the keys. It says he gave the keys of the church to Peter. Whatever you bound and loose and on earth will be permitted in heaven. I don't know if you know that verse, but basically it means whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven.
Right.
And whatever you deny on earth will be denied in heaven.
Right.
And he was talking to Peter about that because he gave the keys of the church to Peter and said, you're the rock I'm going to build my church on. So that only really leaves you. And then Peter, of course, gave the authority to Linus. Or if you're a Mormon, you don't believe he gave it to Linus. You think that it just transferred over to Joseph Smith. But point is, you only have like three churches after that that make sense. There's like the Catholic, the Orthodox, and the Mormon church. But I just want to know, what is your opinion on all that?
And what's the question?
So yeah, do you think that Jesus gave like the keys of his church, the authority of the church to interpret scripture and everything to Peter only? Like he's the Pope, the judge.
No, you have it too. Anyone that has returned to the Father, working on return to the Father, you are the church, you have the keys, and whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And because
but he only said that to Peter.
But I know, he said it because Peter knew who he was. The other people did not know who Christ was. They didn't recognize him. They thought he was everybody but who he was. Peter knew he was the Son of the Father.
Okay, so after Thomas said, my God," like after he acknowledged Jesus being God,
Thomas never acknowledged Jesus being. He never acknowledged Jesus being God.
But why do you say, my God," after Jesus showed him the holes in his hand?
Because he called him God, like anyone else. Hey, my God, you know, but he didn't say he was God.
What?
Yeah. You believe Jesus is God?
Yeah.
So do you believe it's possible that when Thomas said that God was there with him?
He's always there with him, but that's not what...
Because God is in Jesus.
Oh, you think he might have been talking to the Father, like being like, yo,
yeah.
God, this is sick.
Yep.
Oh, I never heard that one before. All right. Well, I just got a question.
Let me ask you this first, and then who is the church?
Right. So the church is, well, it's technically called the people of Christ, but you'd have the Orthodox over here.
I'm asking you, who is the church?
I think the church is, right now, I think the church is the Mormon church.
No, your body is the church.
Really?
Yeah. The Mormon building is just a building.
That's the thing.
The building is just a building, man, where people get together.
Wait, Jesse.
But your temper,
all God?
Your body is the temple of God.
Do you think that we're all God?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's only one God. Let me ask you, but then I got to run, Jaden. Are you a Mormon?
Yeah.
What the?
I don't believe in the prophets, technically, but I agree with their theology. It's actually pretty similar to yours.
Let me ask you this. Where is the proof that Thomas was calling Jesus God? Where did you get it? Because I have heard that before, and I really don't know what to say to people when they say that, because I don't know. I've never seen where Thomas said that.
Right. So it was in John 20:26. After Jesus came back from the dead and showed everyone his hands and everything, Thomas touched him,
mm-hmm.
and then he was like, my Lord and my God.
So he was talking to the Son and the Father?
But he was just talking to Jesus.
What good is it doing you to be a Mormon?
Dude, actually a ton, because like I said, their theology is pretty similar to yours.
Okay.
In that God does everything to make you better and not bitter. I heard you say that before.
Nice.
We believe in the church. And you're not supposed to be angry. Anger is of the devil. They believe that too. The only thing I disagree is that they believe all emotions are good except for anger. So, like, when you're crying, they'd be, like, crying with you and all that. crazy, bro. But it did me a lot of good because I gained a bunch of money doing door-to-door sales. And the things I learned in the church helped me out, be more patient on the doors and be more peaceful.
Well, let your Mormon preacher know that emotions are not necessary. And let him know that God is a dispassionate God. Let me just tell you this. Satan is a passionate God, emotion. And if you doubt me, overcome your anger, you'll see. When you overcome your anger, emotions will disappear.
Real quick, I heard you say that before, that God is a dispassionate God.
Right.
But I just want to know, because all over the Bible, it says, like, Jesus was angry, he flipped tables. God was angry, he was disappointed in humanity. Like, it keeps saying God has emotions. Why does the Bible never say that
Jesus had emotions?
Well, it said that God the Father was got like angry and sad and joyful.
It never said God the Father was angry and mad.
Well, it said the Lord.
It never said he was angry and mad. And let me just say this to you, Jaden, and I know what you're talking about. When human beings read that, they automatically associate their emotions to that of God. They think that he was emotional angry. They don't know he was able to see injustice or evil, but not hate it, not feel anything about it, and take strong action. But they automatically equate their anger, their human nature, to that of God.
Whoa. So God doesn't feel anger like we do?
Not at all. And I promise you, this is one thing I promise you, if you ever do it. Once you overcome anger and thoughts, you would never be emotional again.
Are you serious? Ever again? Like, no, I can't go back to it?
What?
Like, I can't just flip back into it after 20 years?
How can you flip back into something that no longer lives in you?
Because that's what happened when I was a kid. It didn't live in me, and then I let it live in me after
it
that.
It did. So you were not an emotional kid until you were traumatized by your mother.
There you go. What if I become traumatized again? Can I still not go back to being emotional?
Once you're born of the Father, you can never be traumatized again.
What? All right, I got to keep doing the silent prayer. This sounds awesome, bro.
Yeah, stay with the prayer, right? No matter what. And then practice being present rather than living in your head thinking about the past or the future, all right?
You promise all this is true. You're not just like saying this.
I promise you, it's true. And if you stay with it, you stay present rather than in your head thinking about the past or the future, or yesterday or tomorrow, if you stay present, you're going to see what I'm talking about. It will come to pass for you.
Amazing. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, buddy. Nice call. I appreciate it. All right. 888-888-77. There's a line open. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go quickly to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Jason.
I want to talk about the whole identity thing. Hey, so when you call yourself black and slow, is that not identifying as being black and slow?
No, it's not.
Why is it not that?
Because I know that I'm not, and I'm conscious of myself saying that.
You know that you're not there, but you're conscious of yourself saying that.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
Oh, all right. As far as, like, your biblical question, I like to go right there.
Why do you think about other people?
Because that's human nature.
How's that? Interesting point, man. How is it human nature?
Because we are social creatures. We are social by nature. We depend on each other for so much stuff, for like basic necessities of life, for like culture, to find out things.
And what good does it do you to think about other people?
What good does it do for me to think about other people?
Right.
Good for me to think about other people.
Yes.
I guess it like gives me it gives me something to compare myself to. That's how I think about other people.
So
like
So you think about other people because it allows you to compare yourself to other people?
I mean, that's how I think about other people. That's mostly like in the sense where I think about other people. And
so you think about other people because it allows you to compare yourself to others?
Yeah, compare other people's ideas and philosophies and how they view things. Yeah.
Really? Very interesting, man. And you think it's normal to compare yourself to others?
Yes.
And what's normal about that?
I was normal about comparing yourself to others. If you don't have a standard or a bar that you're trying to reach,
right?
Then you have to have something to aspire to.
And what bar are you trying to reach when you compare yourself to others?
It depends on the situation.
What bar are you trying to reach when you compare yourself to others?
It depends on what I'm doing. Say if I'm writing like a little skit or a story or something like that, I'm trying to if I want to make it like inspirational, I think of like MLK or Malcolm X or Marcus Lawrence. If I want to make it funny, I go into like a Kevin Hart, Cat Williams type mode.
What a sad way to live, man.
What you mean a sad? No, you live a sad way to live.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Calm down. What a sad way to live. Do you know that to compare yourself to others is a pathetic?
It's a pathetic, sad
way to live.
Pathetic and sad.
Abnormal way to live. But I do appreciate you responding to the biblical question. And you said some interesting stuff about that, how you compare yourself to others and blah, blah, blah. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday about that.
All right, and can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
All right, so you talking about, let's talk about you don't compare yourself. Oh, I talked to Larry Elder yesterday. Could you have him call me? We didn't get to finish our conversation.
What?
I talked to Larry Elder yesterday. He took over Brandon Tatum's show. We didn't get to finish our conversation. He never answered my question.
And so you're telling me to have Larry call you?
I mean, not have me call you, but I mean, next time you talk to him, can you tell him that Jason from Buffalo I don't know how often y'all talk. You tell people to be alone and don't talk to people, but
I don't tell people to be alone and don't talk to people. That's not true.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
So you're trying to tell people keeping up with people and making phone calls and having friends is not you don't say that.
Yes.
You don't try to isolate people. Don't you try to isolate people?
No, I don't.
You don't tell people to
Jason,
stay away.
I gotta run because of time. Super chat. Thank you, Jason. Super chat.
Super chats. Lin Yan Chin gave a few donation super chats.
Thank you.
Saying,
appreciate it.
Prior to the 1830s, taxonomy classification system, English users only used the word race for what science folk today call species. They started calling species in taxonomy in the 1859 book Origin of Species. He says race was the original English word for species, but it was changed to be the synonym for ethnicity, different nations and peoples with social Darwinism after the end of the Civil War era. Interesting, huh?
Very much so. Can you break it down a little bit?
So, race used to be, he said, the human race is the kin of humans, people who can breed together. You know how blacks and whites
We talked about
get together and make
human
babies.
Beings or something like that.
Yeah, the human race or races in the human, among the human beings.
Right.
Stuff like that. So.
Thank you, man. Very interesting. I never heard that before, though. Back in a moment. 2 hours to go.
Amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, August 15th, AD 2024. And it's the third Thursday of the month, ladies. That means Women's Forum is tonight. It doesn't always mean it, but you can check our website, rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/events, to confirm or call 1-800-411-BOND. But it is happening tonight, if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. Join us for third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond. And that's for ladies only. So I say us, but I won't be there. Sorry. Men's Forum's the first Thursday of the month, where there's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. NASA, which does not mean lies, even though they said, somebody said that the astronauts are not stuck up there. But they are stuck up there. CNN reports NASA is still deciding how two astronauts will return to Earth. Earth to the astronauts after their Boeing Starliner test flight mission encountered issues that delayed their trip home for 8 weeks. 8 weeks. And it may be several months more. It may be 2025 before they get back. Elon Musk may have to send one of his own ships instead of SpaceX, you know, instead of Boeing's spaceships. What's going on with Boeing? I don't know. And it may not be Boeing's fault. But anyway, as they wait on the International Space Station, they're up on the International Space Station, ISS, like 250 or so miles above Earth ground level. There are concerns now mounting over the limited supply of consumables, such as food on board. And I wonder if, like, toilet paper is considered consumable. Maybe I shouldn't bring that up. What a mess. So we wish them well. We're pulling for you, astronauts. Space is real. The economy, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, attacked so-called Vice President Cackling Kamala Harris Wednesday, yesterday, delivering a speech in North Carolina, beautiful North Carolina, arguing she would ensure the economy would get worse, which is true. He suggested Kamala Harris's economic proposal would be, quote, a copy of my plan, in which case it should get better. But he's pointing to her backing the elimination of taxes on tips for service workers, which is copying him. He announced that way back in June. He also accused Kamala Harris of not tackling inflation, though. Inflation and bringing down prices while serving in the Biden administration. So she's incompetent and corrupt. So it would get worse. Kamala Harris is set to roll out her economic proposals on Friday. That's tomorrow, where she will call for a federal ban on price gouging. Oh, Lord, that's evil. To lower grocery prices and everyday costs for Americans. Not getting to the root of the issue, just addressing symptoms and blaming the people who are not to blame. What a mess. Speaking of vice presidents, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who the wannabe vice president or cackling Kamala Harris, he said he's agreed to participate in a vice presidential debate on CBS News October 1st. CBS News posted to social media Wednesday their invitation to Tim Walz and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, offering the candidates two dates in September and two dates in October as options for a debate in New York City. Get a rope. Vance said he is ready to debate his Democrat opponent, but didn't commit to a date, saying he wants to go over the rules first. The so-called vice president under current Black on the Inside White House, Kamala Harris, and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, they've agreed to meet for a presidential debate on ABC News September 10th. It will be the second presidential debate of the year following Trump's face-off with the so-called president, Crooked Joe Biden, in late June on Comedy Nonsense Network on CNN. That was very interesting. Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq, she's stepping down months after the protests of the Israel-Hamas war gripping the campus, Columbia University Ivy League school. She sent a letter Wednesday to the Columbia community citing progress during her tenure, whatever that means, also a period of turmoil. So she's quitting. She can't take the heat. And we wish her well. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? You ever think about that? Why do I think about other people? Amazing question. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're running around and you'd like to hear why it's happening. Of course, you can podcast, but you could be listening while you're running around. Or just laying up at a beach doing nothing. Or just snatching and grabbing, bringing into pharmacy stores. You had a bunch of people running, driving up to the pharmacy stores, and you break it over, bring your tools with you, you break it over the bar, and you're going in and taking medication. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605 615-4131, 605-415-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/Jesse, J-O-P Talk, a bond, J-L-P Cash App. All right, and I am going to finish it up with those super chats that we started on, but we ran out of time. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
See, my family, we're not like regular churchgoers, but I know places like this are supposed to help you feel better. And that's really what I need. I did something terrible, and now I just feel like there's something wrong with me. I mean, really wrong, deep inside. I can't shake it. What do I do?
And they're sitting there dying, watching the dust, stupid television. I feel like going up and choking them or something. Say, let's end this fast.
Tribulation will arrive by Armageddon. You survive.
That should get you to heaven.
Well, thanks. I feel much better. Bye.
I bet you do. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I want to just finish up on those super chats we started out with, James.
Super chat.
Super chats. If you notice, Hake has on a new shirt today, and it's interesting.
Interesting is what the English call ugly. Are you English?
It's not ugly.
Thanks.
It's just different.
Like me.
And what is it?
Some people say that it evokes the birds of paradise, which is a type of plant, okay? It's manly, by the way. And
it's manly?
Yes.
It's manly?
Right.
What's manly? The flowers?
My whole shirt.
Oh.
It's gray, it's black, it has some blue leaf things, drawings and paintings and orange and yellow and red.
And flowers.
Manly ones, though.
Alpha flowers.
Right.
Not beta.
I got it at Big Five.
Not beta flower, but alpha flowers.
Right.
Oh, man. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
It really is a nice shirt.
Yeah. You too.
What?
Moving on.
What the?
Joel is here.
Yeah.
He got here late today.
Yeah. Typical.
And you're never late.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's not.
He, I think, you know, I didn't know he had a birthday yesterday until I heard his show or something. He was
same. I didn't even really believe it.
He didn't tell anyone he had a birthday.
Yep.
And so I guess he went out and got drunk last night.
No, he doesn't. He hasn't got drunk since he was like 18.
But he's never late. And he just got here right now, and I look like he's been drunk. Joel, come here and tell us.
That may just be a lack of sleep.
What?
That may just be a lack of sleep.
Yeah, walk right in front of the camera.
Nick is on it.
So, number one, this is Joel Friday TV. He's on every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Why you didn't tell anyone about your little birthday?
Well, I felt weird
walking in.
I felt weird to be.
I can't hear his mic.
Oh, we can hear it, though.
Oh,
it is going out.
Okay.
It's just a funny thing glitch with yours.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it felt weird walking into the office and say, hey, y'all, it's my birthday. I don't know. I just felt weird to do.
What?
I didn't want to. I don't know.
You need to learn from Hake.
Maybe so.
Hake let us know he's on the
way
to the
that day.
Office. he let us know he's on the way to the office and it's his birthday.
And he walked in the office and said, hey, guys, just to let you know, right. It's my birthday.
Yeah. But you felt weird telling us it was your birthday?
Yeah, I just didn't. I don't know. I didn't really care to let everybody celebrate. I don't know. Celebrate me today.
Well, how did the Super Chat people find out it was your birthday?
I guess.
Who is Alpha Male, Joel or Hake? Nick is saying that that's Alpha.
No, it's saying
Hake's shirt.
I saw James's Alpha for walking in and just saying, hey, by the way, it's my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Just so you guys know. No, what was the question before? I lost it.
Oh, how did the Super Chatters know that?
Oh, yeah, how did the Super Chatter find out it was your birthday?
That's a good question. Well, I guess there was buy me a what's that guy?
Buy me a coffee.
No, get a job to the Savage Moments. Uh-huh. And I guess like in one of the videos I mentioned my birthday or something.
Oh yeah.
And then they found out from that.
Get a job is bad.
Yeah.
Then you get a job. I'm glad he's back.
Yeah. He's in the chat sometimes too.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what you look like. I've never seen him.
He seems like he's white.
Does he do guest appearance on radios? I mean, on shows.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not that I'm aware of.
He's like,
I don't know.
He's like a mystery man. Getting a job is amazing, though.
Yeah.
And so that's how the people in chat how they found out.
Yeah, and then one person told the next, and then they posted in the chat, happy birthday, Joel. And they're like, is it really? Is it birthday? Is it really? And then on my show, I said, thank you.
Yeah.
And then that confirmed it.
But even then, you didn't say it was your birthday. You just said, thank you. Which could not have been your birthday.
Yeah.
But you're just letting other people say it and just saying they playing the game.
And I'm not even trying to do that on purpose. Like every year for my birthday.
It was an accident?
No, even with my family, every year for my birthday, I never want to go anywhere or anything. I just don't want, like say if I go to a party and it's my birthday, I don't want to be praised at I just want it to be regular.
What are those observers? One of those observers.
I never like to do it.
I don't want to be praying. I didn't want to be me.
I'm just not into it.
So you like that with your family as well?
Yeah, they always ask me, what do you want for your birthday or where do you want to go? And I never have plans or anything. And I'm not trying to be that way. I'm just like, not really interested.
Just beautified.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, how old were you yesterday?
In my 30s.
What?
In my 30s.
Older than Jesus or as Jesus?
Oh, I doxed.
As older.
I doxed his age.
I know.
His
I'm
chat.
Probably.
Oh, you did?
But for those who don't know, I like right. to keep it a mystery.
Right.
Check out Joel Friday TV.
Right. At 11 a.m.
Yeah.
But my eyes.
So I'm about to say, you must have did some serious celebrating last night because you're never late to come to work. He was late. He just got here right now. And Joel is never late. And not only was he late this morning, his eyes looked like he'd been drinking or smoking pot all night. Did you party last night? Am I lying about the eyes? Look how red and fat his eyes are.
True.
They feel a little puffy.
They're puffy and they're red, both of them.
So
you've been drinking all night.
No. I went to dinner at...
I know you talk about the S thing on your phone, on your show a lot.
Uh-huh.
You look pretty much, oh, what is that? The word S.
Oh, S. I was like, X.
So you must have been drinking an S.
No S. No drinking.
So why you look drunk?
I went to dinner at El Cholo.
What?
El Cholo.
You went what?
To dinner.
Oh, you did?
At El Cholo.
Really?
Yeah. And
James love El Cholo.
And that's been around since like 1920 or something.
Yeah, something like crazy. That.
I've been going there since I came here in 1968.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's been the same.
When I first came here, it was one little room.
Oh, so they made it
they
bigger?
They built it over the years.
Interesting. I went there, and it looks kind of old, but it's like nice kind of old. It's a nice place. And I went there with my friends. They'd never been. And we were there with like a 7. And then we left at 8. And then my brothers followed me.
You got there at 7?
Got there, no, sorry, 6.
And then you left at 8?
No, left at 7, and we were only there for an hour.
How you eat and run that fast?
We ate for like an hour, and then we left at maybe 7:30.
Really?
And we went back to my brothers and I went back to my place, and they left at like 9. And I was fine. I went to bed and everything. And for whatever reason, I slept through my alarm. I never sleep through my alarm. And if I sleep through my alarm, I'll automatically wake up still on time, right? That didn't happen. And how I knew it was late is when I looked out my window and the sun was up.
And there was homeless people trying to get in the parking lot.
And I anxiety kicked in.
Whoa.
It's funny, man.
That's good. Yeah. Derek said, we partied.
Yeah, Derek.
Party hard.
Derek, don't be telling people that.
And your eyes are red because of that? Puffy?
Because I got up quick and tried to get everything done too fast.
Oh.
To come to work.
So you didn't wash your face or brush your
teeth? I washed my face, but it was quick.
Did you have margarita at El Chola? You had no margarita?
Water.
Oh, my God. Why would you go to El Cholo and not have margarita?
They were telling the place,
the meal.
The people there saying the margaritas are so good. And
El Cholo, I hope you pay me for selling this El Cholo. Their margaritas are so good.
Really?
It made you want to slap your mom. I can't even imagine having a meal without at least one little glass of margarita with it.
They were saying that it was really good.
Is that true, James?
Yeah, I mean, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, that's what you're supposed to get.
But I don't normally do it at any other Mexican restaurant.
Okay, nice.
They also have these things called michelada. Michelada. It's like
a Mexican
tomato
Bloody
drink.
Mary.
Yeah.
And they call it michelada. Yeah.
And it's,
I never
those
that.
Are pretty good.
I ain't going to take the joke too far.
And, it's like beer and other stuff.
Oh,
yeah, but it's pretty good. It's not like heavy to where you get drunk or nothing like that. But yeah, they were saying those are pretty good too. But I just had me a little water.
I like the virgin margaritas.
Yeah, non-alcoholic.
Right.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah. That's how I do it with the virgin one for the most part.
Really?
Yeah, and they are delicious. It just sounds like
I wonder if they have a virgin michelada. It wouldn't be the same though because you need the.
Probably because you can have the non-alcoholic beer.
Oh.
Yeah, so next time you go to Margarita.
Today.
El Cholo, get the virgin margarine. It doesn't have the alcohol in it.
Interesting. Whatever they put in there. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Joel, this song is for you.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday. Nice. Happy nice. Birthday, man.
Thank you.
Even though you don't want nobody to know it's your birthday. But happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
and many
you.
More. Appreciate and now it. Go wash your face.
I know. No,
happy birthday, Joel.
Thank
Friday.
You.
Every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, his show is on, Joel Friday TV. All right? Let's do Super Chat, and then I want to go to the calls.
Okie
Super
dokie.
Chat.
Drew. Drew Super bought chat. Three coffees. Biblical question answer. I think about...
Why do you think about other people?
I think of other people because I've never fully... I have been fully hooked to that act, which is attached to emotions and feelings. I'm fully aware of it, but it's like some bad drug habit to get a quick fuzzy feel-good feeling or a feeling of anger, says Drew.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I heard you talking about Morgan Freeman this week. What's your favorite Morgan Freeman movie and why? Mine is probably Lean on Me with Mr. Clark.
Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. What did I say about Morgan Freeman? I don't remember talking about him.
Somebody probably brought him up to you. I don't know. I don't remember you talking about him either. But I vaguely remember him coming up. And I'm not sure it was from your show or what.
I don't
remember. Sometimes people say, oh, he said, stop talking about race.
Oh, I don't remember the conversation, but I do know that he was, and I guess still is, as a good actor. He's a very good actor. And I love the way he drove Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but I don't remember the conversation, so I can't respond to that, all right? Thank you very much, though.
Terry bought a coffee. Ezekiel 26, 26 through 27. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
Amazing. Thank you. That's amazing and so true. It's just so true. Thank you.
Jay Lynn bought a Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jay Lynn. Appreciate it.
Urinal Chills says, Hank, make sure to tell all them people watching on YouTube they need to leave it and learn how to rumbo.
You got to know how to rumbo. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, Urinal Chills. Jaime from Minnesota bought a coffee. Happy 3 years since the Taliban retook Afghanistan. Thanks, Biden.
What a mess, huh? Thank you.
Rocky Rock sent a personalized Cash App. If they love their hell, tell them, suffer and die.
Suffer and die. It's up to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky Rock.
Yeah.
And it's Sharia, not Sharia. She donated a little Cash App payment as well. Shari, as in ride. Thank you, Sharia, not Sharia. My bag.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because I've been mispronounced a prior one.
I figured it.
Yep. C on C bought three coffees. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
Heart eyes, heart. When I have a disagreement with boyfriend number two at times, laughing face emoji with tears, he would say, Jesse wouldn't want you to do that. Then I stop.
Nice.
Jesse Bear, your opening statement was amazing. Thank you. Too many Timu or Shane Hoochie Mama outfits the Chinese are sending us. I always know you show a little bit to a man, not a whole lot. What else can he be eager to see if he already saw everything out like a prostitute ready to be sold?
That's a good point. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. That's deep, Sion. Thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely.
Katarina bought our coffee. Hi, I find it difficult to call to your show. Skype says you are not online. WhatsApp is not working. Is there any other way to call in the show? Thank you so much. Yes, through Skype, you have to use the dial pad and dial 1-888-775-3773. You don't try to search up Jesse Lee Peterson. You just type that number, and it will call it. But there is sometimes the lines are full. There is one line open right now. There is one line open right now. So you can call it using the dial pad on Skype, and it's free. It's a toll-free number.
Thank you. Amazing. So what?
And so you can email us or call the office as well if you need help with that. Because the office is 1-800-411-BOND.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Katarina. The key about our coffee, biblical question answer, it was...
Why do you think about other people?
It was just my imagination.
Running away with me. It was just my imagination. Running away with me. Amazing.
We're all getting in on that, right?
Yes.
Happy face emoji with a mic emoji and kiss emoji.
Yes.
And musical notes. Thank you, The Key.
That was nice. We need to make a song.
The JLP Trio.
That's right.
Sunshine Road bought our coffee. Hey, don't read this out loud, but Jesse said it's okay. You can release his little interview he did with Mike Tyson. My bag, Sunshine Road. I read it out loud, but I don't have it to release it.
You know, I think that, and what I have been told, not just what I think, that interview that Mike and I did was too controversial. And it was just because Mike was on it with me. He was like right there on it. And I was told that his handlers did, you know, because Mike was agreeing with me about everything, women and everything, right? And so I was told, I don't know if it's true or not, I have no idea, that it was too controversial for Mike. But Mike loved it. He wanted it. He did it. He wanted me. He had me on the show right away, and it was an amazing interview. Maybe one day they'll do it. Who knows? But thank you. I appreciate it.
Indeed. There is another few coffees. The Key bought another coffee. Right on, Joelle. Punching fate emoji. Birthdays are a form of self-worship. Exist outside of time, just like your father. Time, the sand thing, time thing emojis. Thank you, The Key.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Gen C, five coffees. Happy womb eviction day, Joelle. Party emojis. Gift.
How come your eyes are so red like he been out drinking all night?
Maybe he had the window open and the night air got into it between his eyelids.
Ain't that much night air in the world.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wish. Amazing.
Someone bought our coffee. It's been about a year since I've forgiven. By far, this has been the most peaceful year of my life.
I'm
still overcoming, but oh my God, forgiving has been the most profound, astounding, and beautiful experience. Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And practice being present. You know, God said, come into my present, right? Come into the now, not into an illusion of time. And the past and the future are illusions of time. They do not exist. That's where hell dwells. That's where evil lives. So stay with it. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet says, get a job. If you're lurking, make a mashup with Jesse singing in Monty Python, please. Smiley with tongue sticking out, or I'm a have to. And then he doesn't finish.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Shadley. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Right on. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, the black guy that was sitting next to you when you were on the Dr. Phil show, something, 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 and he has a nice tip. And he also talks about some lady from a Chick-fil-A video that met Trump on the and thank you, Mike Young. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike. Send tips to producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Thank you for your support, folks. Your donations, your super chats, and everything. We got a lot of work to do. Let me go to Noah out of Washington State. Noah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Noah.
I'm doing good. I'm a Muslim African.
You're from Africa?
Yeah, I'm from Africa, and I'm Muslim.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no problem.
And what a bad way to live. You're from Africa and you're Muslim. Allahu Akbar.
I've seen you say before that if you were God, that you would make all Christians have to stop at Israel first.
Yeah, I said that if I were God, one of the requirements to get to heaven for those who want to enter into heaven would be that you would have to go to Israel while you live on earth first.
But the Jewish people spit on Christians over there.
No, they don't. I've been over there. I ain't never been spat on.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they treated me well over there. It was amazing. And all the people that were with me.
Is that why you're never critical of them? Because you're critical of everybody but Jewish people.
No, I'm critical of the Jews, too. Especially the liberal Jews. I don't understand how a liberal Jew, I mean, a Jew can be liberal. You know what I mean? And especially when they say they went through that little Holocaust thing. I don't know how they can agree with liberalism at all, and knowing that the Democrats don't even like Jews.
Do you know, Jesse, that the Old Testament says Jesus is burning in hell?
That Jesus is burning in hell?
Uh-huh.
That they say that in the Allahu Abba Bible?
Don't. You heard what I said. I said the Old Testament.
I know you heard you say that. Are you saying that that's in the Allahu Abba Bible because it's not in the Christian Bible?
That's not the Christian Bible. That's the Judaism Bible.
So you're not talking about the Christian Bible. You're talking about Allahu.
No.
What's the Allahu Abba Bible called? You talking about the Quran?
Nope.
But that's not in the Christian Bible.
What book did the Jews use?
The Jew Bible.
Is it not called the Old Testament?
I don't know. Nor it might be, but I'm not familiar. I've never read the Jewish Bible, and I'm not familiar with it, so I can't comment on it. So I really don't know. I'm told that they use something called the Talmud.
Talmud used
the Old Testament, and the Talmud. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
And so they say that Jesus is in hell?
Burning in increment.
And do you believe that?
I don't believe that. That's what the Jews believe.
And what is burning in increment mean?
Semen.
What?
In semen.
So they think Jesus is in hell burning in semen?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense.
Check it out.
All right. And so let me ask this. Are you going to go to Israel before you die?
When it's liberated.
Are you going there before you die?
If it's liberated, I will.
Oh, do you love the Jews?
No.
You don't love the Jews?
No.
Do you love the Christians?
Yeah, they're fair people.
Do you love the Christians?
Yeah.
And do you love the Allahu Abba people?
You gotta say it the right way.
What do you mean?
You've always pronounced it wrong.
And how do you say it? What's the right way?
Allahu Akbar.
Oh, man, that sounds so scary. You saying that too perfectly, man.
Yeah.
Don't you ever come to L.A. with that. Listen, how can you love the Christians, the Allahu Abba people, but not the Jews? If you don't love all, you love none. Because you're supposed to even love your enemies.
I don't want to drag it out.
Do you love your enemies?
My enemies?
Do you love your enemies?
No, but I'm an American, and I was born here.
Right. Do you love you?
I'll tell you one thing. I don't know why black people hate white people. I love white people.
But not. No, you don't. If you don't love the Jews, you don't love the whites. You have to love all.
They don't consider themselves white.
Who?
The Jews.
What the? Call me again. No, I got to take a break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. There's one line open at 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. Look, you got to listen to the Hake Report. It's amazing. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after the Hake Report, go to listen to Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m., right after the HakeReport.com. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Not 12, but 4 p.m., sorry. A new time now, I have to remember. At 4 p.m. now, it's at 4 now, not 12, Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. A genius. All right. And don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, follow, subscribe. Y'all know what to do on social media? Isn't that amazing? Do it. Do it till you're satisfied. Subscribe. And I do appreciate it. And latest form tonight at 7 p.m., ladies, come on down. Listen, we have hooting at it. Y'all want to see some ladies who are working on themselves? Attend the women's forum. Really. Honesty, sincerity, working on themselves. At 7 p.m. every Thursday night of the month. All right. I'll see you tonight, ladies. If the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. Let me go to Jaron. I think I'm saying it right. What? Jaron, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Jaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Jaron. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I was calling to tell you I forgave my mother.
Really?
Yeah, man.
How did it go?
Terrible.
What happened?
She played the victim, man, so bad.
They always do.
And I haven't talked to her since.
Really?
I ain't talked to her since. She ain't called me because I told her she would only call me. She would act like she wanted to know what I was up to, you know, fake love or whatever. But
right.
She only called to ask for something. Only.
Yeah.
That's the only time. So, but every time she would reach out, you know, would be like, hey, son, what you up to? Oh, I'm proud of you. How you doing? And, you know, all the I guess, the commonalities that people do. But she ended up, she would end up at the end of the conversation, if I, you know, ended the conversation early or tried to leave, she would be like, oh, but I was going to ask you, can I have $300 because my light's off?
Wow.
No, you can't have nothing. So
that's right.
Either way, I called her and told her, I forgave her, and I was telling her, you know, I forgive you for turning me away from my father because it's a weird story. My dad didn't know about me as well as me not knowing about him growing up.
Wow.
I didn't meet him until I was like 14, maybe. And we ended up getting a relationship at 18 when I turned 18. And we've been good ever since, but it's almost like that relationship was hard to build.
Yeah.
It was hard to build after so long. So, but yeah, she played the victim hard, man. It was ridiculous.
Amazing. Well, just don't hold that against her. But don't kiss up at her. Don't try to make her happy. Don't try to please her, to make her whatever, right? You just go on with your life now. Do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. And I tell you, man, heaven will open up to you. It's going to be amazing.
You know, I was actually telling my girl, ever since I did that, whatever was beneath that is gone. Like, I cannot get mad for nothing.
Yes.
This is crazy. It's real, though, but that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. I promise. That was so tough. I was shaking like a leaf. Don't know why.
To face your mother?
Yes.
That's how it was for me, too, man. I was in my 30s, and it was the hardest thing that I ever had to do and ever had to do since then, to face my mother. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing because I know she, you know, nothing gonna happen.
Right.
All she can do is get mad.
She ain't gonna whoop you.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, that was a pretty tough thing, but I'm glad that that I started listening to you because you definitely changed my life drastically.
How old are you now?
I'm 29. I'm about to be 30 in November.
Wow. Man, you're waking up at such an early age. I'm telling you now, if you stay with it and practice staying present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist, but stay present. You got to practice staying present, and you have not seen the real you, because the fake you, false you, is going to disappear now. The real you will appear, and it's nothing like what you can imagine.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
Your girlfriend, unless she's working on herself, she's going to start giving you hell, too. Because you're not...
No, she is working on herself, actually.
Oh, good. Because if you're with someone and one person's working on themselves and the other person's not, the darkness in the other person is going to hate the light in you, and that darkness is going to try to give you hell.
No, she actually the one who brought me to God.
Right on.
Yeah, it's nice, but the house is a lot more clear.
Yeah.
No attitudes, no bad energy at all.
Right on.
It's all good. So,
well, you stay with it, man. Amazing call. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. What a call. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Right now. Amazing. Let me go to Anna out of Canada. And there's one line at 888-77-JESSE. Anna, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to speak with you. And I want to tell you that you have the best talk show this side of heaven.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you know, Canada, we could use a man like you in Canada, giving us some instruction and direction.
Well, we're going to be doing a speaking tour soon, and hopefully we can get Canada on the list. And the Anchor Baby have contacts over there as well, so hopefully we'll end up in Canada at some point.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if I was in your neck of the woods, I would be going to that women's forum tonight.
Those forums are amazing, really. You would not regret it. I'm telling the truth. You would not regret it. Yeah,
I'm really envious. But on that note, I did have a question, Jesse, about church going.
Okay.
Because I know today's Bible Thumper Day.
Yes.
And I have always been told, my mother even told me as a child, if you don't attend church, unless you're sick or in the hospital, it's a mortal sin.
Wow. Your mother lied to you.
I know that now. But she did scare us kids growing up with that and put the guilt. What a guilt trip.
That's what mothers do. Mothers destroy their children, and then they take them to church.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh, yeah. So, and then I ended up going to a different church, and, oh, you don't want to know. Like, the rules that we had to follow, and I don't know why I kept going, I guess out of fear.
Yeah.
It was always about fear. If you don't, you know, believe, you don't go, you're going to rot in hell, all these things. And I came out of that, and I mean, and after I've been listening to you and watching your shows, I have really learned so much. I feel like I'm evolving.
Yes.
In an amazing way, because I am doing the silent prayer.
Nice.
I feel sometimes like I'm going to burst. I want to tell people. I want to talk to them about it. But I can't.
Because
I did try. I made that little bit of a mistake once or twice, and people don't understand.
No, they're not ready for the truth. The one thing I love about the truth is that it's hidden from you, and the truth is only going to enter into you if you invite it, if you welcome that truth. It's not going to impose itself on you. It's not going to make a home or visit if you don't want it to. You have to invite it. And so you, and I understand how you're feeling. You want to share it. You want to tell people. But most people don't want the truth. They love misery. They love their darkness. They love their hell. They have accepted hell as heaven. And so they're living in hell, and they don't want to hear the truth. So, but if you just stay quiet and do what you're doing, the Father will take over you. He will take over your speaking, and he will cause you to say it, tell the truth to people who want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because we've always been taught to, oh, you need to go out and evangelize. You got to get people on board. That's your mission. That's what we, God has told us that we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, you were lied to about that as well. God will, he will put the right people in you, in front of you that want the truth, and you will find yourself speaking it, and it will be clear, and the person that hears it will welcome it. It will be amazing. So don't worry about that. The devil tell you, as soon as you hear the truth, the devil tell you in the intellect, oh, you got to go out and tell somebody. You got to go out and tell somebody what you know. You got to become a teacher. That's all from evil. It's in the mind, and the devil set you up to do that.
Yeah, I believe that. Because it's a torturous way to live.
Yes.
That you feel impelled to do something and trying to grab people and proselytize. And it's not. I don't think that's the right way to live.
It's not. It's not at all. It does no good. It only enhances the ego of the person that's doing that. Anna, let me ask before we run my biblical question. Why do you think about other people?
I would say because I am too caught up and worried about what other people are thinking about me. But I'm getting away from that.
Right on. That's
amazing. I'm coming out of that. Thank you, Jesse.
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday about that. That's very interesting. Thank you.
And I will be watching because I want to hear what you got to say.
Thank you. And Anna, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And God bless you, Jesse. Keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you.
All righty.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to Canada and talk to Ari. Ari, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Today, I wanted to, I guess, answer your biblical question.
Come a little closer to your phone. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I have two perspectives on this. One actually comes from you
And I've heard you say that we don't control our own thoughts, right? That it's our thoughts are being made up, you know, for us. Like, we don't create them.
Right.
So it could maybe might could be a higher power connecting, like, the frequencies of the two souls. Like, have you ever thought of somebody and then they just called you?
I have, yes.
Right, or vice versa?
Yes.
Right. And so, I mean, it could be a connection of a higher power. Right. And then from my perspective, there's just too many bodies to not think of people around you. You know what I mean? It's like, this is too much to worry about nowadays.
Right? Amazing. I want to respond to that, but I got to wait until Sunday. And I do appreciate you responding to the biblical question, though. Thank you for that.
No problem. And also, I had one more thing to address. I was listening earlier, and I guess you had that, how did he dress himself? He said he was an African Muslim.
Noah.
Right, so I'm an Israelite, right? So
are DNA you?
DNA comes from the 12 tribes, so the seeds of Jacob, pretty much. And the book is called the Torah, just to let you know for future reference as well.
Oh, okay.
It's not the Talmud. The Talmud was written by the Jews. See, there's a difference between the sons of Israel and Jews.
Are you black?
No, I'm not.
How did you get your father? What?
Born in Israel.
Oh, so you're a Jew?
No, there's a difference between a Hebrew or Israelite and a Jew. People don't understand this.
Do
you know,
look like, what's an Israelite?
An Israelite is what I said. It's the DNA that comes from the 12 tribes of Jacob. Jacob's name was later changed to Israel when he wrestled the angel on the ladder. Now, he had 12 kids, so the 12 sons of Israel. Right, so they come to the sons of Israel. Now, they're different than the Jew. The Jew is not mentioned once in the Torah, not in Hebrew or English. The Jew came after the first temple, right? The word Jew is actually not even mentioned in the Torah, not once.
And so are you a black Hebrew Israelite?
No, I'm not black. More,
if I saw you, would you look like a black or would you look like a Jew?
I don't look like a Jew, first of all. I look more of a mix.
Mixed with black and Jew?
A darker tone. Yeah.
Oh, so you're black?
No, I'm all. Let's say all of. How they probably would describe you? You guys call him Jesus. We call him Yehoshua, although he was never mentioned in the Torah. Jesus, but his name I know is Yehoshua in Hebrew.
Do you love the Jews?
The Jews, I don't hate the Jews. I have an issue with the idea of it.
Do you love the Jews?
Do I love the Jews? It's a complicated scenario. I have Jewish people that I love.
Do you love the Jews?
As a whole and as... No, because they're... How would I put it?
Let me get the question clear first. Do you love the Jews? Yeah.
I love Jewish people.
Do you love the Jews?
As a whole? No, I don't know all of them. How could I love somebody I don't know?
Do you love the Jews?
Not necessarily, no.
You don't love the Jews?
I don't hate them, though.
You don't love the Jews?
I don't love them, but I don't hate them. Is that possible?
Do you love the Jews?
No.
Do you love the Christians?
I just love people, whoever come. I can't put it as a whole.
Do you love the Christians?
I love Christian people.
Do you love the Christians?
It's the idea of it, no.
Do you love the whites?
Yeah, I love white people. I can't race it based off of race or religion. It has to be people. I'm not going to give them a hate or a love.
Do you love the whites?
I love white people. I love some white people.
Do you love the whites?
No, not as a whole.
Do you love the whites?
Not as a whole, Jesse.
Do you love the blacks?
Not as a whole, Jesse.
Do you love God?
By individuals, yes.
Do you love God?
Yes.
You love God?
Yes.
Have you ever seen God?
More felt it.
Have you ever seen God?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen God.
I've seen God. I've seen God move his arm in front for Donald Trump and work his magic on the day of rest. I've seen God come to work on the day of rest.
How can you love God? Because of time, how can you love God of whom you never see and hate the Jews, hate the Christians, hate the whites, hate everybody?
Because if there's a God in me, I've had more relation with God.
What?
I've had more relation with God than most of the people you've named.
But if you don't love all people, you've had no relationship with God.
I don't hate nobody. I don't dislike. Love's a complicated way to put it. If you said like, right?
There's no such thing as like.
What?
You either love or you hate.
Love or hate?
Do you love the Allah Upa people?
No, man, that's a baby religion. They're only 1,400 years old. How are their scriptures even?
What does the age have to do with loving them or not?
No, I see. Again, there's this.
How old are you?
33.
Oh, okay.
No, but there's extremists in different scenarios. Like, how can you love somebody as a whole if that whole is split into its own sense of good? And
God said you should love your enemy to love your enemy. Do you love your enemies?
No, I respect them, though.
Do you love your enemies?
No, Jesse, I don't even know if I have enemies right now.
Do you love your enemies?
I don't know if I have enemies right now.
But do you love them?
If I had an enemy?
Yeah.
That's a complicated question. I don't know. I might have to come back to you on that one, Jesse.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's not like a real quick answer one right there. I'm not trying to.
Well, smoke on it.
I want to give you an intelligent answer, right? So it's not going to just come right off the top like that.
All right. Smoke on it. Let me know. I got to run, but let me know. All right.
We'll do. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Arkansas and talk to Shay. Shay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Shay.
I had a question. When I was younger, I went to a lot of Pentecostal churches. My parents didn't really go to church a lot, but I would go with my uncle, and at one point in time, I lived with him, so I would go to, like, all the camps and things like that. There's quite a few Pentecostal churches down here in Arkansas. And I was wondering what you thought about, like, their rules and stuff like that as far as not cutting your hair and women aren't, you know, allowed to wear pants and things like that. The ones I went to, it was more apostolic, so it was even more intense. Like, you couldn't paint your nails, you couldn't wear jewelry, you couldn't color your hair, you couldn't cut your hair to that degree. What do you think about that, like, biblically? Is that accurate, or are they just doing too much?
Well, I don't know if you should follow all those restrictive rules like that, because it's not doing anything for your soul. God does say that a woman's hair is a beauty. You notice how when women have nice, pretty, long hair, they're beautiful. But when they don't have it, they look like boys. They look hard. And nobody want to be bothered with them because they're no longer attractive. Your hair is your beauty. But I would not go to a church that would put that type of restriction on you.
Okay.
Can you hold for me? Can you hold?
We have a counseling service.
Hold on. I'll be back in a moment.
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of
all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. They got monkeypox, which they renamed to M-pox because they're trying to be politically correct. Ridiculous. Hurricanes going around, and it's still called a man's name. So hurricanes are not named after women, you fake news people in the super chats and the live chat. They're named after men, too, for some evil reason. Feminism, I blame it. And the Palestinian death toll is up. People are conflicted. The Ukrainians are conflicted about Ukraine going in and invading Russia after being invaded by Russia. It's a big mess. And by the way, Gina Rowlands died. Gina Rowlands, rest in peace. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. It is the 15th of August, 2023 AD, the third Thursday of the month, ladies. Women's Forum is tonight, rebuildingtheman.com/events, 7 p.m. here at Bond in Los Angeles. Check it out, 6146 West Pico Boulevard. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on the World Health Organization, the evil UN's corrupt World Health Organization, allegedly, according to many. Wednesday declared the ongoing M-pox, which is monkeypox, outbreak in Africa. They want to call it a global health emergency, and they love emergencies so they can seem important. M-pox, formerly known as monkeypox, still known by Hake, is a viral disease that can spread easily, supposedly, between people and from infected animals. The WHO said they convened their emergency committee amid concerns that a deadlier strain of the virus, Clade Ib, had reached four previously unaffected countries in Africa. This strain had previously been contained to the Democratic Republic of Congo. There are a couple of different countries called Congo, or with Congo in the name. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared the outbreak a public health emergency of continental security on Tuesday, the first such declaration by that agency since its inception in 2017. No case of Clade I mpox have been identified in the United States, says the United States CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, not run by Christians or by men. But it's monitoring the situation. Meanwhile, hurricanes are going wild. At least Hurricane Ernesto. Used to be Tropical Storm Ernesto. And it's named after a man because of feminism. I reported that yesterday for end of the first hour. It unloaded intense rain in Puerto Rico as it pulled away from the island Wednesday after its strong winds knocked out power to hundreds of thousands there and in the Virgin Islands. The Category 1 hurricane had maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour today, according to the National Hurricane Center. Strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days, and Ernesto could become a major hurricane by Friday, so said the center. Meanwhile, Japanese railways and airlines are canceling services as Typhoon Ampil gathers strength in the Western Pacific. By Friday evening, as it nears Japan's southeast of Tokyo, it could become the equivalent of a Category 3 hurricane, so said the Joint Typhoon Warning Center. Palestinian death toll reached 40,000 in Gaza, so said their Hamas health ministry, right? In the enclave, another dark milestone in the 10-month-old conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. So at least 10,000 people also missing and believed to be under the rubble. What a mess. Security is tight at the Taylor Swift concert in London. There's a Taylor Swift concert in London today, Wembley Stadium, just over a week after her Eras Tour concerts were canceled following a thwarted terror attack plot in Vienna, Austria. G'day, mate. Just kidding. Just kidding. Austria is not Australia. There was a meteorologist who had a panic attack, an Australian, speaking of Australia, live on air because he knows he's a liar. I'm kidding. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? Why? Why do you think about other people? And you can listen to the show while you're doing whatever you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Or if you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of Thursday already. And every Thursday, all 3 hours of Thursdays, is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope can't. The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why? Why?
Why George?
Why George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? I want, before I go back to Shay out of Arkansas, better known as Arkansas, but Arkansas, I had this discussion with my office yesterday. For some reason, the subject came up, and we were talking about Jesus when he was on the cross, and Jesus said that he was thirsty or something. Something like that. He was thirsty. And instead of giving him water, they gave him vinegar. Y'all remember that story? On the cross, they gave him vinegar instead of water. And for a long time, I thought of that was a cruel act. when they gave Jesus vinegar rather than water. But I later learned recently in life that it wasn't a cruel act, because in those days, vinegar was like used like that as water or whatever they did in those days. And so it wasn't a cruel act because it was not uncommon to use vinegar as water. I mean, you know, like a water to heal wounds and things like that. And so for a long time, I thought it was a cruel act. And here is from, I don't know where this came from. About this cruel act, if it's a cruel act or not. We got this from YouTube? Okay, this is from YouTube. Why the act is seen as a cruel. This is from This is from YouTube. Why the act is seen as a cruel act, right? This is, watch this. I don't know. Watch this.
Prophecy is written by David in Psalm 69. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. This line, written centuries before the crucifixion of Christ, is a dramatic prophecy of what would happen before Jesus' death. During the crucifixion, he cried out for water, manifesting his vulnerability and human suffering. In response to his thirst, he was offered vinegar, a detail that not only literally fulfills David's prophecy, but also carries profound symbolism. The sour and bitter vinegar becomes a symbol of the extreme suffering Jesus is enduring, not only physically, but in the broader sense of bearing the weight of the world's sin and rejection. The prophecy tells us that Jesus would die right after accepting the bitterness of humanity, and this is what happened. Upon drinking the vinegar, Jesus, whose mission was to offer salvation, love, and redemption, receives in return suffering, scorn, and a drink symbolizing the bitterness of human experience. This deeply illustrates the disparity between the offer of divine grace and humanity's response.
Amazing, huh? Interesting. And so, very, very interesting. And I guess that's why some people, they saw the act as seen as cruel. They thought it was a cruel act because of that. But why the act is seen as compassionate, I want you to watch this, why the act was seen as compassionate. Watch this from YouTube.
So far, we have seen the theological significance of vinegar, but what if there was a more compassionate perspective on vinegar? Some historians support another perspective on vinegar in the Bible. In the historical and practical context of the crucifixion, the vinegar offered to Jesus on the cross might have had a more compassionate purpose. Traditionally, this act has been interpreted as mocking Jesus in his moment of extreme vulnerability. However, from a historical perspective, vinegar was also used for practical reasons that could suggest a less cruel intention. Vinegar was a common drink among Roman soldiers, known as pasca, a drink of water mixed with vinegar. Pasca was valued for its ability to purify water and make it safer to drink, and for its refreshing effect, which was useful in hot climates and during long periods of physical exertion. Additionally, vinegar has antibacterial properties and was used to clean and disinfect wounds, which might have been considered by the soldier who offered the vinegar-soaked sponge to Jesus. It is possible that the vinegar was offered to Jesus not only as an act of contempt, but also as a rudimentary form of relief or wound cleaning.
Amazing. Everything we've been taught in life has not been true and is not true. That's why once you start to work on yourself and you start to see, you start to unlearn all those ways. Isn't that amazing? And I've always heard the Christians crying, oh, I can't believe they gave me a vinegar. That was so cruel. They gave me a vinegar. So I've always thought it was a bad thing. When it's possible, it was a compassionate thing. You got to know for yourself, folks. Know that you know that you know that you know. All right? Amazing. We had a really interesting discussion yesterday, my producer and I, about this. And so he gave me this morning. Deep. Don't you dare. Amazing. Let me go back to Arkansas and talk to Shay. Shay, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. I had one more question about, I know they're trying to start like a bunch of wars and stuff like that with anybody possible, it seems like.
Yeah.
And and I noticed this too. Isn't it interesting that it seems like every time our country starts to go broke, they want to start fighting with somebody?
That's a good point. Absolutely.
It's very true. Like even back in World War II and World War I, it's like every time they're in a situation where everything's about to explode, they want to get to fighting with somebody.
Well, that's what evil people do. They start wars. They play on your fears. They bring up new diseases that most people never heard of. And if you notice,
I personally think they're doing it because they're trying to launder money.
Well, I don't know about laundering money. That may be true, but I do know they're doing it for the money. They definitely, because people who create war, they make a lot of money off war. So that's definitely part of it for sure.
Well, I know one of the people that we've allied with, Israel and stuff like that, you know how it says in the Bible, that, you know, anybody that blesses them is to be blessed, and anybody that comes up against them is cursed, you
yes.
know?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So I know that they're waiting to be attacked by Iran, according to the news. What do you think America should do as far as, because I know that they're probably going to ask for help and things like that. So what would be your opinion on that? What is really blessing somebody? And you have to, I mean, we've given them quite a bit of money. I would consider that a blessing, but is that enough?
Well, if you're asking me if we should support Israel, absolutely. We should help them.
Yeah.
They are our friends, and we are their friends, and being forever, and we should definitely help them, absolutely.
I agree, too. I just wonder, you know, what is, you know, to really bless somebody? I mean, like I said, I would consider it to be blessed to help somebody, you know, out financially in that way when they're saying that they, you know, need the help.
Yeah.
But you really have to go to war with somebody to bless them, you know?
Yeah, well, because we have an evil, human nature is evil. And it's evil to a degree, Shay, that you don't even realize yet, right? And because of evil, we do have to go to war at times with one another because of evil. But if your heart was not angry, was not evil, there would be no wars. There would be not one war ever. But because the heart is wicked, and in the heart, Satan is operating through human nature, we got to always have wars around. It's just the way it is.
Right.
Shane, let me ask before I run here, are you working on yourself?
I am.
Have you overcome your anger?
I have, for the most part. I'm still working on it, and I don't know if that's technically even really true because my mind likes to make me think that, oh, well, you know, there's still a piece left, but, you know, I try to ignore. Well, let the thought pass rather than ignore it. So it's almost just like my thoughts trying to trick me that, oh, you haven't fully done it, you know?
Yeah. Well, good. Let it pass. Do the silent prayer and stay present. It's going to be amazing, all right?
Yeah, that's why I asked you about the Israel thing, because I know you said before, you know, don't take sides. So I was like,
No, Israel is our friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Jesse.
Good to hear from you, Shay.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye now. 888-7753. 773. Justin is a first-time caller out of New York. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse? I'm great. Big fan.
All right. Thank you for calling, buddy.
Yeah, my question is, how do I help my girlfriend get the evil out of her heart? Because me and her have had problems in the past with me being a cheater. I've been unfaithful to her. She's had a two-parent home. I've just been raised by my mother, so already by nature, I already have the evil in my heart. I know that. But her emotions just keep dragging me down, and I try to disconnect, but it just keeps messing with our relationship because she keeps letting herself get consumed by that anger.
Right. I recommend you dump her. And don't try to change her because you can't get the evil out of anyone's heart. Only God can do that, and he will only do it for those who welcome him in, who want him to do it, right? And so she might not be ready to overcome that. And now that she – how did she find out you cheated?
About 2 years ago now. She went in. She found, like, my Apple Watch. She found all the girls I was talking to. But now it's like,
oh, well, she deserved
that part of my life.
But she got what she deserved. She had no business looking for that.
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. So she was looking for these things, and I've tried. But right now she's trying to get that out of her heart because I've been showing her more of your content. She's willing to change, but it's like little things just keep setting her off. Like, it's not even just me. It's like every little thing in her life, any infraction, she wants to just resort to anger. And I'm telling her, just breathe. Do the silent prayer. Just, you have to stop.
Has she forgiven her mother?
She has, but it's her father that really has the issues. Her father treated her more like a boy, so she's really given off a lot more masculine energy, even though she's really submissive with me. That's the really confusing part about our relationship.
And has she forgiven her father?
To be honest, I don't think she has, because she loves him, but at the same time, she resents him for a lot of the things he's done to her.
But then she doesn't love him. You can't love and resent. You're only one or the other. And so she doesn't love him. And tell her, if she really want to work on herself and get over the evil, because only God can take that away from her, right? Tell her to go and forgive her father so that God can forgive her. And then he will remove that anger from her heart and start to make her free from the thoughts, from the imagination.
And as far as me, what do you think I should do when it comes to me giving in to her anger, like trying to fight? Because I told her I'm just done arguing. I told her she needs to just open her heart up to God and figure out her personal problem, because it's inside of her that's causing all the problems,
yes.
Not really what I've done.
Yeah. Number one, don't ever, 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 but never try to prove to her that you're not cheating. Don't ever try to prove it. But don't cheat, right? But don't ever try to prove it. And number two, stop the argument. Don't argue with her, period. And let her, if she got to argue, let her argue by herself. And just don't pay attention to it. Don't be a part of it. And don't argue with the devil in your head, your mind, and don't argue with her. And then this thing will work itself out one way or another.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
And it sounds like you're working on yourself, right?
Yes. I've been watching a lot of your stuff. My best friend introduced me to your show, and really, me and him go to church every Sunday. It's just like, I'm just trying to be better for her because she made me realize everything that I was doing was wrong. And when I met her, I really didn't think I was going to go as far as we've been going. But I know that I want her to be my wife. You know what I mean?
No,
like, I really want to change my life.
I know, but let me tell you, don't try to be right for her or anyone. You want to be right because you want to come out of being wrong, out of the hell that you live in. And so don't try to be it for her. And then don't want to be married. Don't want a family. You're not supposed to want for anything. You're supposed to only seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and things will be added unto you that is meant for you. But don't want for anything.
That's real deep. I didn't really think about it that way. Well,
and God will add to you. If it meant for you to have a wife, it will happen naturally. You won't have to try to make it work or anything. It'll happen naturally. So stop wanting. And just seek the kingdom of God, do the silent prayer, watch your thoughts. And I'm telling you, what's in store for you is beyond what you can even imagine.
All right. I'll do that, Jesse. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a God blessed day.
You too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Brandy out of Hawaii. There's one line open, by the way. Out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
I am hanging in there.
What does that mean?
I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm living in the moment.
Amazing.
Pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay conscious. I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Why do you think about people? Why do you think about people?
So I was pondering this on the way to work when I was doing the silent prayer, and it seems like most people answers are going to be opposite of mine. So
it seemed like
I realized that they seem to be opposite, like what Jason called in earlier.
So you think about other people, even about the biblical question?
No, I was thinking about it. It's kind of funny that this is the question of the week, because last week when I called you and I told you my husband's cousin was dying, I was wondering why I was thinking about it and why I even cared.
And so why do you think about other people?
Because they traumatize me.
They traumatize you?
Yeah, I find myself thinking about them more when they traumatize me.
So other people, other people
abuse me.
Other people traumatize you?
Yes.
And how do
people
other
will traumatize me?
How do other people traumatize you? I don't know what that means.
Well, it's kind of like when your mom traumatized you when you're little, because she like verbally abuses you and mistreats you and is just mean to you. And I find that when people are the same as she was, like when they verbally abuse me or just mean jerks, I get into my thoughts start taking over, and I start thinking about how mean they are to me and what's wrong with me then, and I start beating myself up, and then my thoughts go crazy.
So you're never going to get over that?
No, I'm working on it.
How are you working on it?
I'm a long way. I'm realizing it's not me, and I come back to my conscious and try to stay present and come out of my head.
And so,
a lot.
And so, how do you, and so, in short, why do you think about other people?
Because I get lost in my head from after they verbally abuse me, and it's the devil that takes over, and I can't seem to come out of it, but then, and that's when my thoughts take over and I start thinking about them, but then
amazing.
I come back to consciousness and realize that I'm just being an idiot, and I am, that the devil's just messing with me, and then I have to come back to it. But that's usually why I'm thinking about other people, is because they verbally abuse me or traumatize me, and then my thoughts go crazy and take over, I find.
Amazing.
I was actually pondering this the last few months, because I was traumatized again by somebody verbally abused me, and then my thoughts take over, and I'm sitting here like, all day long thinking about why they're so mean and what's wrong with me and why are people like this? And so it's kind of funny this question came up, because I've been thinking about it a lot, on why I care about other people or why I think about other people. And that's actually true.
Well, I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. I want to respond to that. You said a lot. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Let me ask, did you feel the earthquake over in Hawaii on Monday? We had an earthquake here on Monday. Sure.
Oh, I heard about it. No, I didn't feel it over here. But we've had earthquakes over here lately, too.
We were sitting here having an office meeting, and all of a sudden, the building started rocking and rolling, and I'm like, what the? And it was a 4.4, I believe.
Yeah, I heard. We had one that's pretty high up here, too, in Hawaii.
Nice.
Earthquakes are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
So do you spell your name with a Y or an I?
It's with an I.
B-R-A-N-D-I?
Yep, brand I.
Oh, okay. Thank you for responding.
But it doesn't matter.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I do appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, all right?
No worries. Jesse, can you guys do me a favor? I'm having surgery in October. Can you guys wish me well and keep me in your thoughts?
Absolutely. I wish you well.
All right. I'll call you in.
Yeah, let me know.
I'll call you next time and talk about this more.
Yeah, let me know.
All right. Thank you.
I wish you well with that.
I'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Sergio out of Los Angeles. Sergio, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Sergio.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on your, on you, because you said that God is in the present. And then since it's Bible Thumper Thursday, I wanted to comment on it because when Moses said, "What is your name?" God told him, "I am." He didn't tell him, "I will be," or "I was." He told him, "I am," and I felt like that was a hint telling us that God is here all the time.
Well, one thing for sure, and without a doubt, he's not in the future, he's not in the past, and he is here with us at all time. He's right here all the time.
Yes, sir. And I also wanted to comment on this, because I was watching one of your videos the other day, and like, a few videos, right? And then you always get these people that talk about all these prisoners, they're enslaving them for cents and stuff like that, right?
For
like
what?
When, for like pennies on the dollar, basically. They're making them work for like nothing. And
oh.
These people are like trying to fight for their rights, I guess.
Yeah. What a
like,
mess.
And these prisons. Yeah, right? So I was thinking, I was a prisoner, and when I worked, I loved it. I mean, I loved it. I loved the little cents they gave me, and it was because no one took care of me. So
that's right.
It was a means of me getting taken care of. I was taken care of. I was appreciative of those cents. I didn't see it. I didn't see it like they do because, like, one, you're not paying rent. You have all the clothes that you need. You have all the food you need. You have a bed, an apartment, basically a bunk, right?
Yeah.
So you have everything you need. What else do you need? You have all your means taken care of. And then you're giving me cents? Like, I'll take it. I need some extra food. Thank you. You know what I mean? Like, I never seen it how they see it.
That
is odd to me.
I remember as a kid, we used to see the prisons working on the highway, on the road, building the road and doing things like that. But it's the mama spirit that want to cater to the prisoner. Oh, don't make them suffer. Oh, mama don't want you to feel pain. The one of the best things that can happen to prisoners is to make them work. Have them get out and work. They will, number one, they're going to feel better about themselves. And number two, they are less likely to go back if they have to work on the chain gang or something, if they have to earn their way.
You know, and it's pretty cool, too, because you get out of the prison. You're, like, out.
Yeah.
So you're, like, out and about. You're not,
right.
Incarcerated anymore. So I didn't see it like how they see it. And I just find it odd how they want to fight for something they really don't even understand.
They just want thrills. They want to feel good about fighting for a nonsense cause so that they can get a award for it. They can feel good about themselves. People think they're important because they're fighting for a cause. It's just all an ego thrill. That's all it's about. They don't care about the prisoners either way.
Yeah, for sure. They don't. I mean, why would you want to release a violent offender? Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You can leave him in there, let him do his time. I mean, he's sent there for a reason. If you don't do the time, if you don't want to do the time, don't do the crime.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Amazing. Thank you, Sergio. I appreciate it,
thank
man.
Thank you, brother.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
He is right in that everything that you are, everything that you want, everything that you is right here, right now. The kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the calls. Super Chat.
Super Chat. Super chat.
Joel's Beta Adventure donated a diamond this week on Joel's Big Beta Adventure, my birthday.
Amazing.
Greenwald, <Thank you. laughs> Greenwald with a diamond. The only remaining Israelites are the Samaritans, he says.
It's too many different races and different kind of people on the earth. I can't even keep up with it. Let's just all be one. Amazing.
And there's a non-pithy coffee from Sion C. Thank you, Sion. We'll read that later. And
thank you, Sion.
We're the treasure chest.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. We'll finish that when I come back with the super chat. Back in a moment.
Discover over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, natural energy, a gift from God, a genius. Smart, always on the go, to the point he forget to wash the dishes at the office. He's a genius. At 4 p.m., and he's riding high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but off natural energy. Flying high. Airplane, he flies a plane. He's a pilot. And he learned to fly on Google. The real deal. At 4 p.m. And don't forget to social media us. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. Tell people about it. Blah, 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 right? And check us out, JLP. Talk on X. Hey, X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv, where Christ is king. Christ is king. And last but not least, the ladies forum tonight at 7 p.m., ladies. 7 p.m., Pacific time, every third Thursday night for ladies only. I want to quickly, and then we'll finish up the super chats and the phones. I want to show you one example. It's a small example, but it's a big example, and it is an example of what evil looked like. I want y'all to know, whether you believe it or not, that's fine.
Whether you know it or not, that's fine. But for those who want to know, evil is real. Evil is real. As God, good is real. Really. And evil is roaming the earth in the form of human beings, in their nature, in their bodies, in their mind, seeing who it can devour. And evil is worse than you can even imagine. I challenge you to find one parent. And I'm not talking about the ones who are waking up now. Those who are not waking up yet. Find one mother that loves her child. I challenge you to that. Not for those who are waking up, but find one mother who loves her child. You won't be able to find it. You will not be able to find it. There's no such thing as mothers loving their children. If you doubt me, look around and see, and then look at how screwed up the kids are. The kids are not happy. The kids are angry. They have no patience, as the mother has none for them. Mothers do not love their children. Evil run deep. Really. But the beauty about it, and evil is roaming this earth. Not only is it roaming the earth in the spirit of the body, in the body, but outside too. Look at the earth. Isn't the earth like dirty now? Remember when the beach water used to be blue? Remember that? It ain't blue no more. It's all dirty now. Remember when you can go into the beach and you don't need even the beach glasses on, unless you just wanted to keep your eyes open and look underwater. You can't even see with the glasses now. And dirty homeless people everywhere. Trash everywhere. Evils run deep. And the one thing I can promise you, absolutely promise, I promise you, human beings do not love one another. God said to love one another, love him with all your heart, soul, and might, and to love your neighbor. You don't love your neighbor. What the? I ask people all the time, do you love the Jews? No. Or ask, do you love white people? No. Human beings do not love one another. I remember a time when human beings loved one another. There were some that didn't. I remember during the Jim Crow era, white people and black people loved one another. Not all, but most. It was a commandment, and they did it. That's gone. I want to show you an example of evil in the church, inside the church building. With eyes wide open. Black preacher promotes making whites a minority. This is from X. Bishop James Dixon II, lead pastor of the Community of Faith Church in Houston, Texas, explained how black, brown and Asian people will turn democracy against white conservatives. Watch this from X.
Don't stop. Black babies, brown babies, Asian babies, people moving. Come on, migrants, immigrants. Come on, kid. Come on. These are immigrants. They're coming from around the world. Now, they were fine with immigrants coming from Europe because they're white. But these immigrants are coming from Latin America. We all keep coming. I'm telling y'all to keep coming because we keep having these black and brown babies and keep moving from Asia and from Africa and all from the diaspora, and they're all colored people. And look at what's happened to America. Now we're going to vote. So now they don't like democracy. So this is the white conservative power structure. As long as they had the majority, they control the courts, they control the economy, they control education, they control the president, every branch of government, the three branches, the executive, the judicial, and the legislative. But now that they're no longer going to be the let's destroy democracy. So they hired Donald Trump. Because to destroy democracy, you need a man who will operate in autocracy.
That's evil. He is evil. Bishop is evil man. Evil is evil. Isn't that amazing? It's evil. And one last quick example. They have allowed all these illegals to come into our country. And they are now doing to the crime and what they do to women in Europe, the white women, they rape them. And they get away with raping the white women because if the white women complain or the white men complain, they're called anti-Muslim or anti-Hispanic or anti-immigrant and all that mess. It's happening in America and it's going to get worse because we have evil rulers in our country. ABC 7 is reporting two men believed to be migrants were arrested in the rape of a woman at Knife Point near the Coney Island Broadway on Sunday night. Coney Island Broadway on Sunday night. The victims were with her boyfriend who walked away from her to get a coffee. When he returned, he found her being attacked. Watch this soundbite from ABC 7.
Police have arrested this man for allegedly raping a 46-year-old woman at Knife Point here at around 9 o'clock last night. They say another man acted as a lookout and hurled something at the woman's boyfriend who was arriving and trying to stop the assault. It's not clear where exactly it happened, but the intersection includes an empty lot and construction sites, as well as a path that goes under the boardwalk.
It's very peaceful. It's very crowded about that time of the evening. And for something like that to take place, it's just unheard of.
Some neighbors are surprised, some not. The 24-year-old man charged in the rape is identified as David Davon Bonilla, a citizen of Nicaragua. He was arrested last year in another sexual assault at a Brooklyn migrant shelter. 37-year-old Leovando Moreno of Mexico is charged with assault.
I thank God that they were caught, and I pray for the young lady who was the victim of this. I really do. And I hope that God blesses her heart and that she make a full recovery.
Yeah, the victim was treated at a hospital. Her boyfriend did not need hospital treatment. Police say the two suspects were staying at a nearby migrant shelter. And to be clear, Davon Bonilla was not out on bail for that earlier incident. He had actually pleaded guilty to that crime last year. What's not clear right now is why he was not deported when he could have been.
Amazing. This is why our government bring these illegals in. To bring fear, to cause fear. So that they can stay in so-called power with the vote. They don't care about you. They are evil. And that guy was from Nicaragua, but Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
I'm sorry?
Nicaragua.
And what am I saying? Nicaragua.
Right.
Okay. Nicaragua.
I don't say that on my show anymore.
What? Nicaragua?
Right. I stopped.
Why?
That's I don't name even of the, say it in my private life.
That's the name of the country. You're lying.
Whoa.
We heard that before.
Now I'm blushing.
But I heard of a story, a report the other day where a black man from one of the African places walked up to a woman that was sitting on a bench or something, put his hand around her neck, took her down and raped her right there. According to the report. I don't have the report on me, so I can't cite it. This is happening a lot, folks. And it's going to get worse. We have an evil government. And there we have evil people. 888-7753-773. Let me just finish the super chat we started. And I think we start with Sion.
Super chat.
Indeed. Sion bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jesse, do you believe that these are the real Jews that God blessed and promised to continue to bless? Because I thought now we're all blessed. I thought he disowned them because they did a lot to disappoint him. He destroyed the real Jews in Canaan. Because the Jews of today are by religion. Look at Tel Aviv. It's nothing but a bunch of homosexuals in this holy land. Happy birthday, Joel, the love doctor. I call him that because he mends relationships. LOL.
Amazing. I don't know about this whole Jew thing, to be honest with you, Sia. It's so confusing now you don't know what's real. All right? But thank you, and I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Jesse, that is so interesting about giving Jesus vinegar to help him. So when he refused to drink it, it's like he wanted to endure what he had to with no outside help or relief. Is that right? Just like we need to endure without looking for outside help from the world?
Repeat that now.
So when Jesus refused the vinegar, it was like he wanted to endure what he
Did
had
he
to.
Did he refuse it?
I think he might have taken a little bit and then refused. I forget exactly how it went.
He probably went like this. He was like all thirsty. And they gave him something like, ooh.
Ooh, this is Italian drink. Right.
So and he probably drank a little bit because his mouth was dry. I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
With your coffee. And shout out to the top contributors on DLive, the DLive crew, which includes Coffee Talk with Sandra, Greenwald, Joel's Beta Adventure. Poor Joel. Games for Rec, Fatty Wet, Taking Care of Business, and the rest of the people. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quick. I'm going to get as many calls as I can. Gilbert out of Texas. Gilbert, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you, Gilbert.
Awesome. Very well. How are you doing today, sir?
All is well.
Happy Men's History Month.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's Men's History Month. Thank you, Gilbert. Happy Men's History Month.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I wanted to ask you, I wanted to answer the biblical question as best as I could.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I think that I have thought about other people, especially when I've been in my ego and in my fallen state, to identify and see what I can get from other people and how they can fit into my life and benefit me, how they can either assist me or what I can get from them or what I can, you know, in comparing myself and judging. And then, but as I've become more conscious and in my overcoming state, I realize that the real reason I think about people when I'm in my God mind is to see myself clearer, because I know that everybody's really just a reflection of myself, and there's really only one being. And so the more I become aware, conscious, and the not me dies, then I can see how my light is affecting others around me. And so it becomes more of a measuring tool. And then it becomes more of a desire, because even that's not right, but it's more of a way to see how the love within is affecting others and how the love is being reciprocated. So then you start to think about, like I found myself, I think about you ever since I found your material. And I'm like, I wonder what Jesse thinks about this. I wonder what Jesse thinks about that. And it's because I'm trying to align myself more with the truth that comes out of you. And as that truth becomes more clear in me, it's really the same spirit, the same Holy Spirit in all beings that are trying to overcome.
Or amazing. It's
the same evil in people that are stuck in the fallen state. So it's all just a oneness at the end of the day. You know?
Thank you, man. Giver, thanks so much. I'll respond to that on Sunday. I do appreciate it. I got to rush. I'm running out of time here. Shant. Shet, a first-time call out of California. You're on the air. Thank you, Gilbert.
What's up? What's up, Jesse? It's actually Shant.
Oh, it's not S-H-A-N-T?
It is. It's S-H-A-N-T. It's pronounced Shant. It's
what?
It's just a cultural
thing.
I guess my name is spelled phonetically, so anyway.
Well welcome, Shant, to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, hey, I had a quick question for you, Jess. So I know you're running out of time, so I'm going to keep this short. So as far as you mentioning the fact that watching your thoughts and not engaging in it or not calling it you, when I do that, I start, you know, I get into my thoughts. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm just supposed to be watching. I'm not supposed to engage in it.
Right.
And then the thoughts disappear. Is that normal or?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it's not.
Because what you're doing, you're watching evil spirits, right, in your mind. And then it is God who is allowing you to see those evil spirits so you can stop identifying with them. And when you can see them, the light of God destroy them. He takes them away from you.
Okay, so in me just basically talking to myself and saying, hey, look, just watch your thoughts, I'm not suppressing those thoughts, right?
No. You're just reminding, after a while, you won't have to remind yourself to watch those thoughts or to remind yourself that it's not me. Eventually, it's going to be natural to see that it's not you. So that's good. That's fine that you're reminding, it's not me, and I'm just watching these thoughts. And as you watch them, they will disappear.
And my thoughts get really profound at night. I'm asleep, then I wake up, and then I'm in my thoughts.
Yeah,
and I get bombarded with thoughts, and I do the silent prayer 3 times a day.
Nice.
So is that like part of the process?
Yes, and the reason that your thoughts are so wicked at night because when you asleep, that's when the devil can enter into us when we are asleep because we are unconscious when we sleep. That's why people have nightmares. That's why they have dreams about Jesus. Because the devil can enter into you while you're sleeping because you're unconscious. And that's why it's so important to not only practice being aware while you're awake and moving about during the day, but when you go to bed, be aware of yourself getting into bed. Be aware of yourself turning from the left to the right side of your body to sleep and to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And just be aware of your surroundings. And when you fall asleep, you're going to fall asleep in consciousness, and in that way, the devil cannot enter in while you're sleeping.
I got you. That makes perfect sense. The other question I had, Jesse, because I hear you talking to other callers and saying that you haven't seen anything yet as far as being attacked by the demons, so am I to expect something profound? Or
if you stay with this, and the more you overcome the darkness, the light will become apparent inside of you.
Okay.
But you won't be thinking, oh, I'm the light, and I'm the light is showing me and all that. It's not, but the darkness inside of your family members, inside of your friends, inside of your coworkers, they're going to see the light in you, that darkness will, and they're going to attack you in more ways than what you can imagine. They're going to build a war against you. They're going to organize against you. But what's more is going to happen too is that the devil, when he really realizes that you're not giving up, you're not turning away from the light, he's going to scream at you. He's going to call you names inside of you. He's going to try to get you to turn away from the light as well.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But how do I protect myself? Because my work at work, I mean, my job is important. It's my livelihood. So how do I protect myself against that?
At work, you use your mind in a practical way. You use your mind to do your job. You know, you do your work. And then when you get through with the work, lay down the practical thoughts because like a tool. You use your mind like a tool. And then you become back to presence again, being aware of the devil talking to you about you and about everybody else.
Oh, okay. So I protect myself by just doing that for my coworkers, because I guess you were saying that they're going to try to attack you, they're going to try to this, and they're going to try to do that.
Your protection is the ability to see.
When you can see what's going on inside of you and inside of others, you are protected. The light.
Okay.
The light will protect you. You don't need to.
Got you.
Don't you put any effort in it at all. The light will protect you.
I got you. Thank you so much, Jesse. I had one final question if you have the time.
Okay, real fast.
Okay, so again, for my previous marriage, my kids, I have a boy and a girl. So my ex-wife has obviously turned them against me. They're in their late 20s, early 20s. When I did, forgive my parents and just went through that whole process.
Real fast.
I gave them, I'm sorry?
Real fast. The clock going to turn you off in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just call you tomorrow, Jesse.
Okay, call me tomorrow and remind them, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
I appreciate it. And happy Men's History Month, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month. I am out of time. The Hate Creep Point is coming up now. The Hate Creep Point. And after that, Joel Friday TV. He Black. And at 4 p.m., Joel is at 11. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific Time. It's up to you. Either you stay in your hell or you overcome. It's up to you. You can stay in it. Really. You are possessed. All the misery and the pain and the loneliness and the fear and the doubt. Nobody can take that away from you. You can overcome evil with good. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama. Forgive your mama. Don't let the devil tell you your mama was good. No, she wasn't. No such thing as a good mama. Forgive her and God will forgive you. Forgive your father and God will forgive you. Wake up. All right. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And thank you for your super chats and your donation and all that. I'll be back tomorrow. It's Friday already tomorrow. I'll see you tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m. at the Women's Forum. It's going to be a doozy. I'm ready for you, ladies. I am black and ready. Have a good day, folks. Thank you all. To the callers, call me back tomorrow or when you can. Take care, folks. Bye. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.